The following is a presentation of the Chicago Bears Network and ChicagoBears.com. Download the Chicago Bears official mobile app for up-to-the-minute Bears content every day. And now, welcome to Bears All Access, your all-access pass into Chicago Bears football. Bears All Access is brought to you by IGS Energy and sponsored by Miller Lite, CDW, and Ford.
All right, the player procurement portion of the NFL season is in the books with free agency in the NFL draft, undrafted free agency. The Bears have a roster of some 89 guys as they get ready for the next phase of the offseason. And welcome to Bears All Access with my broadcast partner from News Radio 780 and 105.9 FM WBBM, the 85 Bear, Tom Thayer in the Score Studio, in Hawaii, actually. In Hawaii, still getting some vacation time in, and Bears quarterback Jim Miller joining us from his Michigan home here on Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score. Tom, how are things for you tonight?
Well, I'm out here, Jeff, I'm out here doing a little R&D, a little research and development, trying to get the broadcast better. But, you know, when you talk about a draft, if you can conclude the draft and you can say, hey, we maybe got three starters out of this draft immediately, maybe even four. It's, you know, that's a quality draft. So I'm really happy how the support of the Bears feel after the draft. And I know the college free agents, they're going to play an active role in this decision making factors that go along with it. But if you feel that you got a couple starters out of the draft, then right there, you went out there and performed as expected.
Big Jim Miller?
Yeah, I think, you get a hot rod linebacker in Roquan Smith. I think he's definitely an instantly a starter right away. James Daniels, I think, has the same capacity at center or guard. Sounds like the Bears are going to try him out at left guard to begin with, but he offers that versatility in terms of the interior offensive line. And don't sleep on Anthony Miller now. This is a serious young man from Memphis. You know, his goal is to, you know, he wants to compare himself to somebody like Steve Smith Sr. He definitely is a guy with a chip on his shoulder. Unfortunately, he had the foot injury that prevented him from doing a lot of workouts and not participating at the combine. But this is a fearless, explosive receiver that you see out of Memphis. I saw a game with him and Riley Ferguson, their quarterback there. They were making big play after big play, and it was the UCLA game. And it was, I mean, they were beating up on him pretty bad. This guy is a tough, hard-nosed wide receiver that I think will definitely bring attitude at that position, and I think he definitely can instantly step in and be a contributor in some way, shape, or form.
Yeah, Jim, you know, I mentioned when they drafted him, he wears that chip on his shoulder like a trophy, and it was Steve Smith. I saw Steve Smith doing a breakdown of the receiving position on one of his shows, and he's the first guy he brought up. And, you know, that's a significant player they brought to the mix. I've been in love with this player for a while. Coming up in our next segment, we're going to be joined by Roquan Smith. He'll join us. Okay, I understand we have Roquan right now. Roquan, thanks for being patient, and welcome to Bears All Access. And 1 week ago, you became a Chicago Bear. Can you even put in the context for us what these 7 days have been like for you?
I cannot put into words. I'm just extremely grateful and extremely happy for this opportunity that I have, and I'm just excited to get up the Chicago Lake Forest area and just get to work with my teammates and have the best possible season we can.
Hey, Roquan, I don't know if you're a fan of the NFL while you're going through your college years, but, you know, those of us that have been around the NFL, we think college is changing the game a little bit more offensively than the NFL is. Where do you see the big differences from the college offensive experience you just had, even though you're a defensive player? I know that. But when you look at NFL offenses...
Well, definitely. I feel like with the NFL, college game is bleeding over into it with all the RPOs and different things like that with the quarterbacks and different run schemes as well. And then, like I see here now in the NFL game, the hurry up. So I feel like it's definitely bleeding over into it. You're not seeing much of two backs, you know, with a fullback traditional offense. You're not seeing that. You may see that by a couple teams here and there, but I definitely think the college game has a huge impact on the professional game.
Well, for you, Roquan, thanks for you joining me at the draft. It was a pleasure talking to you, and it's only fitting that you end up with the Monsters of the Midway coming off that Buckus Award winning year. But just through the whole process, I mean, just talk about yourself, the confidence you have in yourself to step in it right away and probably have big plans for yourself to be a big contributor in the Bears defense.
Oh, that's definitely my plan, you know, to go up and be the best possible teammate I can be. And, you know, however I can best help the organization, I'm willing to do that, regardless if it's special teams or if it's running with the ones on defense. I'm sure the coaches will know, you know, where to put me and how to use me to the best of my ability. I feel like it's going to be awesome.
This is Bears All Access, brought to you by IGS Energy. Joining us, the Georgia Bulldog turned Chicago Bear inside linebacker Roquan Smith. Obviously, you certainly have heard a lot now about the tradition, and just winning that Butkus Award alone gives you an idea of what it all means to be a Bear. And to be a Bear right now in this particular defense and what you're capable of doing both against the run and your ability to cover, it appears you will be a three-down linebacker. You could put up some pretty big numbers even out of the gate as a rookie. What is your mindset right now as you've just for a little bit taken a look at what Vic Fangio's defense can do for you and what you can do for Vic Fangio's Chicago Bear defense?
I definitely feel like, you know, playing in his scheme, he's going to, you know, just let his linebackers play and make a lot of plays. And I just feel like once I get up and I just showcase my abilities and everything like that, I just feel like what I bring to the defense is definitely a skill set. Pretty awesome, rangy, sideline to sideline, and, you know, great striking ability. So I think we can help each other in a variety of ways. And I'm just, you know, ready to get up and work with my guys.
Roquan, you came off a great college season. You played in one of the biggest colleges conferences out there. When your season concluded, and now there's a lot of just a lot of pressure on you to see where you're going to be in the draft. Did it instill confidence in you that after the conclusion of your season, man, you're at this, you know, one of the top five, top six levels of the best players in college football. So was it confidence or pressure after your season was over?
I didn't really feel any pressure after my season was over. I'm more so of the guy, you know, I let things fall into place, you know, I control what I can control, do everything to the best of my ability. And after that, I know it's not up to me. So I just do what I can and just make the most of my opportunities that I'm presented with. And that's my approach on it.
Well, I think Bears fans have already heard you say, hey, I want to be a great teammate and get to know my guys. And touch on that. Talk about leadership, you know, how it's earned on a football team. And certainly you display your leadership coming out of college. But, you know, how you plan to show your leadership. You know, some guys can talk it. Some guys just lead by example in what they do and perform on a field. What's your approach, Roquan?
I definitely feel like it has to start out leading by example, because you can't ask someone to do something that you haven't done or that you're, you know, not willing to do. So I think that's definitely huge. And I feel like work ethic is huge too. You know, guys follow guys that do things the right way and bust their tail and everything they do and don't take anything lightly. And I feel like when that leadership comes into play as well, that's part of having a relationship with all your teammates and, you know, knowing how to affect one another. So I think that's definitely huge. And being vocal when you have to, because most of the time you don't really have to be vocal. And I think that's a misconception many people think. That's a huge misconception.
We're with Roquan Smith, Bears first-round draft choice, and the new linebacker of the Bears. Playing in this defense and with Danny Trevathan, one of the linebackers there, have you had a chance to reach out or vice versa? This is a very intense player, probably not unlike yourself in that regard. And maybe you've heard from other Bears, even former Bears at all. Who's reached out to you and who have you talked to?
Well, I've talked to numerous amounts of guys. Try to name some of them off, I'll be here sitting here all day. So I've just been I've talked to a good bit of guys, and I'm just excited to get up, and the guys are welcoming and excited to have me up. So that's definitely huge.
Okay, Roquan, you get out here, you start your OTAs, you get ready to go to training camp, and then you start settling into the instincts of a linebacker. If you're going to give yourself a scouting evaluation, what percentages do you read the run quicker, or do you feel really confident in your pass coverage ability? Where in the line is Roquan going to focus on improving what aspect of your game?
I just feel like I can improve my overall game, not just a certain part of my game. I feel like there's many, because you can never tackle as good as you want. You can never, you know, fought, never, you can just never key in as good as you want, because I feel like there's always, room to work. So I feel like I'm just trying to improve my overall game, not just the one thing in particular, because I feel like it's a variety of things I can improve on and just give me a better and take me from good level to elite.
Well, from your perspective, do you put any pressure on yourself? Here you just won the Butkus Award. You know who that's named after, and he hailed from Chicago there as one of the greats for the Chicago Bears, and Urlacher and all the great tradition of linebackers. How do you put pressure on yourself at all to live up to anything, or is it just about being who you are and what you represent?
It's just about being who I am and represent. Never put any major pressure on myself because I know my abilities and I know everything that I can do. And, you know, everyone's unique in their own way, and I feel like what I bring to the table, I bring to the table, so I know who I am, and that's definitely huge, and I don't feel the pressure, you know, to try to be like someone else.
Roquan Smith, the Bears' new linebacker, first-round pick. Last question from me, Roquan, is, you know, you had a chance to be in the building, obviously, and meet with coaches and, you know, as you said, players. And do you sense a vibe of excitement with being a Chicago Bear at this time because of the changes in the coaching staff and with all the new additions that have come? This is a younger team, a faster team, and seemingly a team with a lot of pieces in place to move forward with young talent. What's your feeling as you listened here and taken some of these conversations?
They're definitely excited, you know, and so am I excited. It's just about, you know, great organization, you know, rich in tradition. So I'm just trying to, you know, get up and just do everything to the best of my ability and not take anything lightly. And I think there's a lot of excitement on both ends, though, as well as with the fans.
Roquan, are you happy with your size? 6'1", 236 we see in the books. Is that legit? Do you need to gain or lose any weight before training camp or before the regular season begins?
No, I don't feel like I need to lose or gain any weight. 6'1", 235, anywhere from the 230, 235 range. I feel like I'm perfectly fine. I feel like I can do everything at that weight.
All right, Roquan, we really appreciate you taking the time. I know you've done a lot of interviews in the last 7 days, and we've learned a heck of a lot about you in a short period of time. And the kid from Montezuma, Georgia, coming to the big city, Chicago. It should be a lot of fun to watch you play, and we can't wait to see your career unfold.
Yes, sir. Thank you guys so much.
Roquan Smith, he is the new Chicago Bear linebacker. He'll be wearing number 58. And we'll break it down a little bit further about his impact on this Bear defense. And if Jim and Tom buy the idea of the new age linebacker as he welcomes himself into Chicago's 3-4 defense of Vic Fangio. And your phone calls also coming up, 312-644-6767. Tom Thayer, Jim Miller, Jeff Joniak here on Chicago Sports Radio, 670 The Score. And welcome back to Bears All Access, brought to you by IGS Energy, a proud partner of the Chicago Bears, providing electricity, natural gas, and home warranty products to over 1 million customers across the country. Learn more about IGS Energy at IGS.com. Jeff Joniak, Tom Thayer, Jim Miller, here on Chicago's Sports Radio, 670 The Score until 7 o'clock tonight. We just heard from inside linebacker Roquan Smith, quick instant analysis of what he has to say and how he looks at things, fellas, starting with Tom.
First of all, Jeff, I'm glad he's happy inside of his skin, because you don't want a player that has to be reconstructed after you draft him and start of fitting a template that is position required. I'm really glad that he's confident with his ability and he can do everything that's asked of him from his body size and strength. Yes, he's always going to be introduced to a better weight room, to a better nutrition, to more concentration on those types of things that will ultimately help him. But, Jeff, you're not bringing in here a first-round project. You're bringing in a first-round player that's ready to go in there and compete for a starting job.
Yeah, he can do it all. He can cover, obviously. You mentioned him being a three-down linebacker. And you said, you know, you kind of referred right before the break there about the transition of linebacker. If you look at all the inside backers that were coming out this year, they're all in that 6 foot, 6'1 range in the 230 mark. That's where they're all sitting right now. And it kind of, you know, Nick Saban talked about it last year with Reuben Foster, that a lot of teams are coveting guys that can cover every blade of grass, because you're starting to see the influence of the spread options and things like that and the jet sweeps in the National Football League. So you need speedy guys that can fly to the football. It's not foreign to the NFL We knew, you know, guys like Brooks there for the Tampa Bay Buccaneers or even for the Bears, Lance Briggs, were running hit guys, and that's what this guy is. He's a hot rod. But when you look at even Joel Igbuanyiwe, who the Bears drafted later in the draft, he's in that same range, in that same mold of size of linebacker. So I do think it really is the college game that has influenced these speedier guys, and that's why you're starting to see him coveted in the NFL as well.
All right, we've got a phone call here at 312-644-6767, 312-644-6767 to Munster, Indiana. Steve, welcome to Bears All Access.
Hey, how you guys doing? Can you hear me?
Yep. Go ahead.
Okay, you know what? He pretty much answered my question. I had a question, and your producer, I said, when you guys talked about his size and his weight and everything, excuse me, guys, I'm sorry, let me put my seatbelt on here. He's 6'1", 237, right?
Something like that, yep.
Yeah, now my question to you is, and he told me not to bring this up, and I probably shouldn't. But anyways, because it's his father, is that a good size for a linebacker, for a middle linebacker? Because I looked at Mike Singletary. Mike Singletary wasn't even 6 foot, was he?
You know, Steve, you have to understand the difference of position here. Over the years, the decades that we've been looking at the Chicago Bears defense, and you're looking at a middle linebacker in a 4-3 defense, the size, the dimensions of that player is a lot different than the 34 linebackers on the inside. You can have Pro Bowl guys as small as Sam Mills, but you can have big guys like Lavon Kirkland in the old Philly system. That's not, he's out of the league now because he's too big. I think in the last couple of years, we got introduced to Danny Trevathan, and we saw the speed at which he can play with, no matter if he's an undersized linebacker, and he can do all the requirements of a different linebacker position than what the Bears are used to in the middle linebacker. So I think Roquan fits the dimensions of the linebacker now for Vic.
Well, do you guys remember, obviously, what is it, Hard Knocks? Remember last year Riley Bulla of Michigan State got a lot of love? He actually got on the field and played as a rookie last year in Tampa. I'll just give you an example. When I played at Michigan State, I was playing with a middle linebacker by the name of Percy Snow. 6'4", probably about 265 pounds. He was a first-round draft pick of the Chiefs, ended up breaking his ankle in a motor scooter accident. So think about that time period from Percy Snow. Riley Bulla was the starting middle backer not even a year ago for Michigan State. And he went on to the pros.
He's about 6'2", 228.
He's legitimately maybe 6'2", 228 pounds. So I think it is literally that's just where that position has gone. Not that teams don't covet big guys, because they certainly do, but there's very few guys that are Brian Urlacher's size at 6'4", that could cover and recover the way he could in coverage. It's just, that's a rarity to see, so it's now it's more smaller, speedier guys that are in that weight and in that mold.
Well, you know, the guy you mentioned, Steve mentioned Mike Singletary. I believe he's officially listed at 6, but he was probably 5'11", 230. Ray Lewis entered the NFL at 6'1 plus at 237. I mean, in that, you know, that's when he first started in the NFL. He got a little larger and thicker. But my question then, because I was in that Steeler locker room when they had, you know, the big guys, Lamar Woodley and James Harrison at the core of their defense. Obviously, those guys were outside guys and so forth. But what becomes of the larger linebacker then? Are they just exclusively outside linebacker,
Jeff,
rushing the passer? Are they becoming defensive ends and adding more weight to their frame? What becomes of those guys?
Well, you know, the thing about it is if we're evaluating the Mike Singletarys and the Brian Urlachers, you better tell me who the defensive tackles are in front of them. Just like Ray Lewis and stuff, when you see the greatness of that position, it's a lot of time it's because of the help they've had up front from deflecting blockers to ever get to those guys. Now when you're talking about a 34 defense, you're exposed, and they call it a bubble. So if I'm an offensive guard, the first person standing over me is a linebacker that's 3.5 yards off the ball. Now I have more of a running start to get him, and that's where he's got to be creative to avoid me, disengage from me. So there's different job requirements according to the assistance that you have before blockers ever get to you.
Yeah, and part of it is if you're good, you're good. Remember, think about Zach Thomas. How big was he for the Miami Dolphins? And he's been in a 4-3 and 3-4. He actually preferred to be in a 3-4 Because as Tom's mentioned, when you've got the big guys in front of you, which the Bears do, when you look at Akeem Hicks and Goldman and the size that they have up front, now it's not so much that you're taking on guards. A lot of times you're weeding through the trash because you've got the big two-gappers up front that have the ability to keep that trash off of you and allow you to fly to the football and make a great tackle.
Zach Thomas, 5'11", 242, coming out. Yeah. So, yeah, I mean, it's an interesting conversation. I know
We stood next to Luke Kuechly with no pads on. And you talk about greatness, but you look at who he has in front of him, and Luke Kuechly's great on his own, but he's got assistance there.
Right. I mean, I'll never forget that. That was in Carolina. It was pregame warmups, and you said, is that a player? And I started laughing. I go, that's Luke Kuechly. And he's tall, but he's got a linear frame and carrying around 238, 235 pounds. He's also been, stuck with a lot of injuries. I guess he's injured again.
Yeah, look what he's got up front. They had Starlo Tulele, they had Kawan Short, and they drafted Victor Butler. Three mammoth D tackles on the inside in that rotation to let those speedy linebackers run to the football. And they've been great defense probably the last 6 or 7 years. They've been in the top 10 when you look at Carolina.
312-644-6767. If you care to call tonight, here on Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score. This is Bears All Access, brought to you by IGS Energy, Jeff Joniak, Tom Thayer, and Jim Miller. I asked you at the top, fellas, I didn't get into great detail, but now as you look at the roster and you see what is available in terms of the depth chart and so forth, are there anything that you see as a glaring need at the moment in terms of competitive battles as you head to training camp? Is there anything that you still feel you need to see on this roster?
You know, to me, Jeff, I still need to see all four linebackers in place. When I see the depth and the talent at each position right now, there's still too much uncertainty, even though they did draft Roquan Smith and they did draft another inside linebacker in the later rounds. You need to see how guys are maturing, like Nick Kwiatkowski, John Timu, how Danny Trevathan's coming along. But then, on the outside, you don't have a lot of support. And, Leonard Floyd has to come in here and have a career double-digit year. And then you need all those other bodies to fill in. But so I still do, have high concern for that entire four of that position.
Yeah, I would think just one more edge rusher in what they're looking for. Obviously they've got a past with Aaron Lynch, who Vic Fangio knows from San Francisco. We'll have to see how he can provide and where he's at in his NFL career. And then, like you said, just Floyd. One, the ability to stay on the field and to be a difference maker. If he were to go down again, who's the next difference maker that you see? So you'd probably say outside pass rusher or edge rusher is maybe one area you're thinking about. Who knows? Maybe there's another free agent. Somebody gets let go. I don't think the Bears are done in that area prior to week one kickoff.
They did have 42 sacks last season, the most since 2001. Brad Biggs wrote a nice story about it in the Chicago Tribune and how the Bears did get to the quarterback, not far behind the very best in terms of sack totals. Obviously, it isn't just about sacks. It's about pressures and what happens and what times of the game you get those sacks. But five players that are no longer here had 14 and a half sacks. So if you can get a guy or two to pick up the slack a little bit and move forward, maybe it's somebody that breaks through like Isaiah Irving, Howard Jones, or the new draft pick, the sixth-rounder Kylie Fitz. We'll have more coming up here on Bears All Access and your phone calls, 312-644-6767 on Chicago's Sports Radio 670, The Score. Run the best 5K course in the city at the PNC Chicago Bears 5K and cross the finish line out of the field. You can register right now at chicagobears.com/5K. Tom Thayer, Jim Miller, Jeff Joniak here on Chicago's Sports Radio 670, The Score. Here until 7 o'clock on Bears All Access, brought to you by IGS Energy. We're going to start with Jim. Jim, you were in Dallas, clearly enjoying yourself at the NFL Draft. How'd they do? What kind of show they put on?
Oh, it was fantastic. Obviously, they thought they'd get upward of $450,000 for the whole 3-day weekend. A great setup. Obviously, you got the NFL experience right outside, so fans came early and enjoyed outside. It was a beautiful day in Arlington, Texas, so the weather couldn't have been better. And then I just think, the NFL went about a little bit different this year. They invited a whole bunch of fans, so there were segments of the fans of each team that were there right in front of the stage inside AT&T Stadium. And I thought it was pretty cool, you know, that instantly the draft picks got to react with local fans that were able to travel to the game. It's the sections they had separated. It's like, who was it, when Shaq Griffin got drafted from Central Florida by Seattle, he actually went down off the stage and started jumping with all the 12s. So it was pretty neat. So, again, it gets bigger and better. I thought the NFL did a great job. There's already talk that maybe next year it'll be held in Dallas again or potentially Nashville. They may move it to the Grand Ole Opry there in Nashville is what has been the talk. But, again, just when you think it can't get any bigger, it does. It gets bigger and better every single year.
Tom, how do you feel about it all?
Well, I just hope everybody gets their turn because it is really exciting. It's fun for us to watch from Soldier Field on Thursday night, and the Bears fan support was unbelievable.
Mm-hmm.
But everybody knows that Chicago set the standard, and everybody else is expected to raise the bar a little bit. And I think we might have even hashed over here, would it just stop in L.A. and be – no, I hope it doesn't. Like Jim said, bringing up Nashville, that would be an unbelievable salute to those fans down there. It's a great part of the country and expose the NFL cities a little bit more. I hope it stays this traveling circus.
Sometimes it is a circus, but it's a good one. 312-644-6767. A Park Ridge, Brian, you're on the program. Good evening. How are you?
Hey, guys. Just a real quick question, and I'll listen to hang up and let you guys talk about it. But why did we pass up the Leighton Vander Esch versus Roquan Smith? I know the Cowboys drafted him, so I just thought he's a bigger guy. I don't know. You guys probably know the numbers. I'm sure you researched it. But, you know, does he bring a lot more? Does Roquan bring a lot more than the guy that Dallas drafted?
Yeah, Roquan is definitely more credentialed, all right, just in terms of playing experience. When you look at Leighton Vander Esch, and he's got Urlacher type of skills, all right? He's in that 6'4", you know, 258 mold where he's built at, but he's essentially a one-year player, okay? This guy was a high school quarterback, and he played linebacker as well, and also he was a high school basketball player. Basically walks on at Boise State, okay? He stays in state there and plays early but gets hurt. And so now he comes back and really is a one-year wonder. 2017 is really his only year as a starter as a Boise State linebacker. And he was fantastic. Don't get me wrong. He had, I think, in their in their championship game, he got the game-sealing interception. Then, of course, in their bowl game, he ends up getting a double-digit sacks as well. So he definitely is a very athletic linebacker. But I will add one more caveat to it. Some teams had a red dot on him. Okay, he got a concussion early in his career. He put a neck roll on and basically was misdiagnosed as a concussion. It ended up being a stinger, and some thought that he had, when they took the x-ray, that he had a little narrowing of the spine in his neck. So some teams took him off their board completely, but there was that medical concern about Leighton Vander Esch. I think he's going to be a fantastic player, and probably why Dallas drafted him. Rod Marinelli probably sees Brian Urlacher. That's who he probably sees. Because he's gonna line up on the inside, from what I've been told from Stephen Jones and the Dallas Cowboys ownership.
Tom,
you know, Jim, one of the things that's been Jeff, one of the things that's been haunting the Dallas Cowboys over the last 3 or 4 years was how fragile their middle linebacker is already, even though he is a great player. So now, if you bring in another guy that's kind of fit that mold, and then take on the task of absorbing the blow from all these offensive linemen that will be coming at him. If I'm if I have that neck issue, that's going to be such a concern of mine for really the long haul of a player's career, if it is a factor.
Well, you know, when you talk about a potential narrowing of the spine, we don't know that officially, but as Jim pointed out, you know, I had read the same, about seven teams took him off their board. You know, it's not going to get any better over time. If you're entering the NFL at 23 years of age, or in his case, 22 years of age, it's not going to get any better of a situation, and I just don't think that type of investment in that high in the draft is worth the risk. I mean, teams take it all the time. Everybody's medical department looks at things a little bit differently, but in the case of the Bears and the type of style of defense, I think Roquan Smith is an ideal fit, and that speed, you can't ignore that instinct. The mental speed also, you can't ignore. I think he's got all that. Would you say that that's maybe an underrated aspect of his game, fellas?
Yeah, I definitely would.
Look at the conference he's playing in. you know, the conference he's playing in, that's when you get a judgment of what type of, you're playing against world-class athletes each week. When you go investigate that other conference, no slight to any kid that's playing there, but you're not going to see the abundance of athletes that you will when you go back and you look at the tape of Roquan.
Yeah, I think you'd probably, for Vic Fangio, when he sees Danny Trevathan and sees Roquan together, he's probably thinking like out in San Francisco. Think of what Navarro Bowman and Patrick Willis did together. And as what Tom just said, too, this is a much more credentialed linebacker with the level of competition that he has faced, all right? And this guy is fearless. And he's played against the best, and he's dominated against the best. I mean, just go put on the tape, and you can see it. He is a very instinctive guy, much more further along than a raw player like a Leighton Vander Esch out of Boise State.
And it's not to say that Vander Esch won't become a great player in his own right. Again, he could be just scratching the surface of his potential, but he's got all the physical attributes. He does have the size. He does have the ability to make some big plays. He's got long arms. He's smart. He's got all sorts of accolades in terms of his overall scouting information, but again, just not enough of the production element, playing just 28 college games. But I'm excited to have Roquan. And I'm excited. I saw Danny Trevathan today. He looks good. He's excited. I think that's a great pairing right now, an inside linebacker. And not eliminating Nick Kwiatkowski from the conversation by any means. I think the Bears' defense got better through the draft, and it was already a very good defense. We're going to learn a lot more here in the coming days. We've got minicamp coming up next week, rookie minicamp, and then the OTAs begin the next phase of the offseason program leading to the veteran minicamp to wrap up June. And then a time off before training camp. And it's going to be a busy training camp. We'll pick it up where we left off right there when we look at things moving forward with the Bears on Bears All Access. And your phone calls, 312-644-6767, here on Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score. Sign your child up for a fun non-contact Chicago Bears youth football camp brought to you by Gatorade and Athletico Physical Therapy. Visit www.bearscamps.com to save $50 today. Jeff Joniak with Tom Thayer in Maui and Jim Miller in Michigan. Seemingly, that doesn't make a lot of fair conversation right there. One guy in Maui and one guy in Michigan. No disrespect to Michigan, Jim.
Hey, it's starting to warm up here, so the ice is thawed. So, Tom, who knows? Maybe we'll be out here surfing pretty quickly.
Hey, I wish that you guys would come here and join me. I think it would be great to do a live show of Bears All Access from Maui, Hawaii. There's a lot of Bears fans out here, and they're always excited to tune in, and surprisingly enough, some people do.
As long as we can do it right on the Kaanapali Beach right there, that would be awesome.
Don't give away all my secrets, Jeff.
But I will say this, Tom. Tom's under a volcano eruption warning. So, and that's no joke, right, Tom?
Yeah, I mean, it's something you take seriously out here. It is on the big island of Hawaii, which is about 40 miles away. However, there's been alerts. There's been stories in the newspapers. And it's pretty incredible that they can get measurements to see the sensitivity or the sensitive time they're going through right now with that volcano over there.
Crazy, crazy stuff. All right, 312-644-6767 here on Bears All Access. All right, fellas, I asked you to detail the roster a little bit. Now I'm going to throw this at you. In your opinions, as you look at things, the most hotly contested battles during training camp, and we'll start with that and give you guys a second to think about it. I'll just throw out my two cents right out of the gate. I'm going to go at wide receiver. The funny thing is, people were hitting me up left and right about the thin receiving core, and then they invested in a receiver and traded up in the second round to get one. Not to mention what they brought in free agency or people. Well, now we have too many. No, they don't have too many, but the competition's going to be great. When you think about Allen Robinson, Taylor Gabriel, Anthony Miller, the rookie, bringing in Benny Fowler, who's also a special teams guy, Kevin White trying to reestablish himself. They signed Marlon Brown, a guy with NFL experience. You got the undrafted free agent a year ago, Tanner Gentry, who you would figure would be getting a little bounce in his second year. Josh Bellamy's still there, of course. So there is going to be a big battle at that position, in my opinion. Now, Tom, what do you think?
I think there's going to be battles all over the field, especially when you bring in a new coaching staff. You have a new complete offensive coaching staff that is going to make some fresh decisions. I you know what, it's kind of funny because we were talking about small school right before we finished the last break when you talk about the linebacker from Boise State. The player in the battle I'm most interested to see, and I think it can filter a lot for the offense, is Adam Shaheen and Deion Sims. I know it may not be a popular one, but I have high expectations for Adam Shaheen. So I need to see him go out there and demonstrate the basketball skills as he is a receiver. And the thing that I was most impressed with him last year was his ability to block online and be able to block defensive ends and outside linebackers individually. So if you think a player or a position that was completely ignored last year, even though the Bears didn't have a lot of wide receivers, it was the tight end position, and I want to see it have an impact on the offense.
Yeah, I like that, what you talked about there, Tom. I'm definitely going to say wide receiver, Jeff, because when you look at it, you know, to me, that position has just been missing, what do I say? I want to say a demeanor, an angriness to it. You know, guys who just step up and, you know, want it and, you know, so badly, and their presence is felt on the field. I mean, that position was non-existent last year for the Bears. You'd have to go back and, you know, I even asked a caller on our airwaves, what's been missing? Who's been the best leading receiver for the Bears? He's like, well, you know, it was obviously Brandon Marshall. I go, yeah, and they traded him away. And there was a reason why they traded him away to the New York Jets. So I want to see a position with attitude this year. And I think because it's so competitive, I think Anthony Miller definitely comes in with that attitude. The swag of Allen Robinson, one, he's a class guy, but you will sense his presence on a football field when he comes back healthy. That guy can make game-changing plays and really inspire your football team. So for me, it definitely is going to be the receiving position because that has been lackluster for the last few years for the Chicago Bears.
You know, and Taylor Gabriel, he comes with a swag. He's, you know, he's had success in Atlanta. And I neglected the seventh-round pick, Javon Wims of Georgia. I know he came on in his last year, but, again, it's SEC competition. Sometimes those guys develop into big stars in this league. We can go find them all over the place. He played against pro competition every week. He practiced against it every day. So I'm not eliminating anybody from the conversation here at the wide receiver position. I'm curious, though, about tackle. So right now, legitimately, it's three tackles on the roster with Bobby Massey and Charles Leno Jr. and Bradley Sewell. Outside of what, and they have not reported yet who they've signed in the undrafted market, but there are guys that are projected at guards, guys that can play tackle like Cameron Lee did a season ago. Maybe this is an area they still have cap space, they still have time to actually get somebody else to get into the mix to compete and be a swing tackle, right, yeah, fellas?
There's guys out there that potentially...
Jeff,
go ahead, Tom.
Let me throw an idea at you real quick. Because, you know, what the dark horse is Kyle Long. If he's healthy at guard, boom, that position is stable. You got Daniels is coming in that they're going to allow him to have some experience at guard before he moves over to center. And then Hronas Grasu. Haven't seen him a couple times this offseason. He's bigger and stronger than he's ever been. The real key here is I think Cody Whitehair is the key. As much as we brag about him being able to play on the inside, if Hronas Grasu developed into a quality starting center and could take over, you're always going to be able to expose Cody Whitehair to offensive tackle if you need it in an emergency. This guy is talented. He's got the length and he's got the size. If you found yourself in dire straits, Jeff, that's the route I would go.
Played tackle in college. We know that. So he has that position flexibility. And who knows? There's going to be some tackles available. I mean, clearly, obviously, the Giants aren't happy right now with Ereck Flowers. Don't know if the Bears would think about him. How about Brian Bulaga up there for the Green Bay Packers? There's talk that he could potentially be released. Granted, he's coming off an injury, but they've already asked him to take a pay cut, which he's refused. And there's a couple of teams out there that do have a tackle to spare. So, you know, there will be some cuts. I don't know if it'll be right before training camp or at the end of training camp, but some guys are going to become available and will probably be out there on the open market that the Bears may have an opportunity to add.
This is Bears All Access, brought to you by IGS Energy here on Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score. Joniak Thayer and Jim Miller breaking things down as the Bears gear up for mini camp next week. When you start to see what you guys have been excited about in this draft class and see those guys work with each other, there's going to be a lot of tryout guys out there. They're going to get their undrafted guys in there. And so it'll be a full complement of players to see exactly, and the coaches will get to analyze quickly at what they have. Tom, real quick before we head to break, and then Jim follow up. Who are you most excited to see on the practice field in the rookie minicamp?
Well, it's always, to me, it's Anthony Miller. When I hear some of the guys he's going to be, and you know, Jeff, I'm glad you brought up today that he was more in comparison with Steve Smith and Antonio Brown, because I really respect Steve Smith and his desire to be a great player, even though he was undersized. He was tough. He didn't take anything from any defensive backs. So we talked about what the receiver position has to produce this year for the Bears. But when I think of this guy, and when I saw the expression on your face the night of the draft about his numbers, he was a guy that, man, I want to see come out here and produce and fight for a job.
Yeah, he's going to be an interesting guy to watch. And just, you know, even for the young guys, though, whether it's Bilal Nichols or Kylie Fitz, you know, I think it's important early that you try not to overload these guys. You know, we know some of these guys are going to be playing more than one position, like an Anthony Miller, but you kind of got to get them set at one position, then kind of branch out from there. At least historically, that's how coaches like to do it. But, you know, I think for them, you know, it's really just to get them off to a good start. And I think we already know on offense, they're going to move these players around quite a bit. These are chess pieces now. When you look at Trey Burton and the new pieces they're adding, and Anthony Miller and Taylor Gabriel and all these new pieces to the puzzle, so it'll be fun to just see how all these chess pieces grow and emerge as they continue to install their offense and defense.
Lots of excitement surrounding the Chicago Bears. One more segment with you to talk about it here on Bears All Access, 312-644-5757. Hey, thanks as always to our great staff working out. It's not easy to coordinate everybody from remote locations. Tony Gill and Herb Lawrence, thanks for helping us out tonight as we get you set for Bears football 2018. 644-6767 here on Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score. This segment of Bears All Access is orchestrated by CDW. CDW, people who get it. Stop there, Jeff Joniak, Jim Miller with you on Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score. Our remaining moments, we're out of here at the top of the hour. It has been reported, not officially by the Bears, but with the fifth-year option deadlines coming up around the league, we've seen a number of guys have their options declined for 2019. Kevin White is one of those names. But overall, you know, with the amount of injuries he's had to overcome and everything, it shouldn't come as a great surprise. And it doesn't mean he's out of their plans by any means. I think that's something that we should discuss here, because I know he's grinding. I know he's ready. And I know he wants it badly.
Well, you know, Jeff, the Bears are still giving him an opportunity to have the success in the where they drafted him. Unfortunately, injuries have creeped into his career. But it's no saying that Kevin can't go out and flourish and have a successful career. I sit here and hope for the best of him, because I see his personality. I see how dedicated he is and how much desire he has to be a great player. But throughout time, we've seen other players have their career interrupted by injuries. Right now, Kevin's has been stalled, and hopefully, his best is yet to come.
Yeah, I compare him to, say, Breshad Perriman of the Baltimore Ravens. You know, roughly a little over a third of these 2015 first-round draft picks, they didn't utilize the fifth-year option. And certainly, you know, Ozzie Newsome has come out and said, hey, this needs to be a big year for Breshad Perriman for Baltimore. And I would say the same thing for Kevin White. You know, this is his opportunity to prove it. I'm with you, Jeff. I don't think he's out of any of their plans. He has an opportunity to come in, show his worth, use his big body, show the development and how he'll be utilized in this offense. And that's an opportunity for him. Who's to say he can't have a year just blows it out of the water, much like what Kendall Fuller Kyle Fuller did a year ago for the Chicago Bears. Kind of a prove it year, and Kyle Fuller proved it. And thus he gets the big deal to return to the Chicago Bears. So maybe the same opportunity is there for Kevin White.
Jim, on Moving the Chains on SiriusXM's NFL Radio with Pat Kerwin, you know, all the national writers and those who cover the NFL draft immediately put draft grades on everybody. I'm not a big believer in that. Talk to me in a few years. But also, you know, who your favorite draft might be. And a lot of people, NFL draft scout for one, their main guy picked the Bears draft as his favorite for a variety of reasons. What was your analysis of it? What did you guys think? And do you guys do that same thing on your show?
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, we don't really do grades on the draft. I thought the Giants had a really good draft with how Dave Gettleman just kind of stood pat. He got offers there at two, ends up, he's just like, hey, the guy who's going to help our team out the most is Saquon Barkley, and they took the most talented running back. And then came back, got guys, another linebacker out of Georgia, Lorenzo Carter. So, and plus they got the offensive lineman as well. So I thought Dave Gettleman had a really good draft. I was very high on the Chicago Bears draft and the direction they went in. I would have, you know, I did a hit for Fox 32 about what players they would be targeting there at the number 8 spot. And lo and behold, Roquan Smith was one of them. And because I was worried about San Francisco trying to trade ahead of the Bears to Tampa Bay, who ultimately ended up trading out of their spot, because I thought San Francisco was really covering Roquan. But, you know, you look at how the draft fell, a good player was right there for the Bears, and I liked how they attacked each round, because I'm high on Anthony Miller that you just mentioned, and I certainly love what Roquan is going to do right away in the Chicago Bears defense.
Tom?
You know what's going to be amazing about this whole draft, first of all, is what does Baker Mayfield do? Because you think of all the anticipation of the great quarterback draft of this year and how many different roads you could take in, and with that first pick in the draft, and this is going to be his draft. But, you know, when you look at the overall performance of the Bears, like I said at the beginning of the show, if you can come out of the draft and you can say, we feel that we have three guys right now that could come in and compete at starters during their rookie year, and hopefully the other players develop into starters themselves. If you can really go out there and make the admittance that you do feel that you picked out three starters, I tell you what, that's a solid grade for anybody's draft, no matter where they're picking. But I think when you really look at this draft 5 years from now, it's always going to be, hey, how's Baker doing, and how did all the other pieces fall into place?
Well, overall, General Manager Ryan Pace and his staff brought in 17 or 18 players that will, in some form or fashion, barring injury or whatever situations might arise, that will impact the outcome for this season. Usually rosters turn over about a third. Bears may turn over even more than that, but they've got some names and guys they've retained that will make a big difference in the success or failure of the 2018 Chicago Bears. Excited about it. Excited to see practice. Excited to see rookie minicamp coming up. Fellas, thanks so much. Tom Thayer, Jim Miller, my co-host tonight. Thanks, as always, to our director of content, Dan Barilli, coordinated producer, Jordan Tredup, to Tony Gill and Herb Lawrence for working the dials at the studios of 670 The Score, and our special guest tonight, Roquan Smith, the new first-round draft choice and inside linebacker of the Chicago Bears. Thanks for your phone calls, and thank you very much for listening tonight. Until next time, my name is Jeff Joniak. Thanks for listening to Bears All Access on Chicago's Sports Radio 670 The Score. Have a great night, everybody.
Thanks for listening to this Chicago Bears Network presentation of Bears All Access. Podcasts are available on ChicagoBears.com and on iTunes, or download the official Bears mobile app. Bears All Access has been brought to you by IGS Energy and sponsored by CDW, PNC, and Ford.